As if Joff could count past 20. Send the man to Littlefinger. He'll find a way to put him off. Next. A lordling, down from the Trident, says your father's men burned his keep, raped his wife, and killed all his peasants. I believe they call that war.
Tyrion smelled Gregor Clegane's work, or that of Sir Aimery Lorch, or his father's other pet hellhound, the Cohorric.
What does he want of Joffrey?
New peasants, Bronn said. He walked all this way to sing how loyal he is, and beg for recompense. I'll make time for him on the morrow.
Whether truly loyal, or merely desperate, a compliant river lord might have his uses.
See that he is given a comfortable chamber and a hot meal. Send him a new pair of boots as well, good ones, courtesy of King Joffrey.
A show of generosity never hurt. Bronn gave a curt nod.
There's also a great gaggle of bakers, butchers, and greengrocers clamoring to be heard. I told them last time I have nothing to give them.
Only a thin trickle of food was coming into King's Landing, most of it earmarked for castle and garrison. Prices had risen sickeningly high on greens, roots, flour, and fruit, and Tyrion did not want to think about what sorts of flesh might be going into the kettles of the pot shops down in Flea Bottom. Fish, he hoped. They still had the river and the sea, at least until Lord Stannis sailed.